Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on Offline TV's new members.
Joaquin Toast, are you currently dating anyone right now?
Yes, each other.
So, I'm curious, am I allowed to make black jokes?
Is that offer available to all of us?
So yes, I had another episode planned, but I could not ignore this amazing news. Offline TV, one of your favorite gaming channels out there, one of your favorite group channels, has 2.8 million subscribers. It has incredibly famous members like Skara, Pokimane, Disguised Toast, Michael Reeves, and Lily Pichu. And they recently released a video 3 days ago where they added three new members who you may know if you are a fan of Offline TV and the Offline TV and Friends channel. The new members include Masayoshi, Quarter Jade, and Sidneon. And this is just super exciting that we have so much more, people in the group and the amount of content that's going to come from it. So I thought we would take the time to just talk about it. Number one, overall Offline TV. I've done an Offline TV episode before. They are a fantastic channel where they do gamers kind of doing stuff in real life. Recently they've been doing a lot of cool skits, which has been really fun, and the skits have actually done really well. So A Day in the Life of Offline TV a month ago got 1.9 million views. They did Squid Game in Real Life, which got 2.4 million views. And then recently, 3 days ago, they released their new members in a skit form, and that got 1.7 million views. So yes, they are pretty insane at the game. Offline TV. So they've obviously been doing great. And it's a channel I really appreciate and really respect. One of the only channels that I have ever personally bought in merch from is Offline TV. I just really love their content. Now, what they've done to kind of make themselves so good is have, very funny people and be able to adapt to, different times on YouTube. And, I think these new members are their one-way ticket to kind of stepping it up a level, where they're going to be able to do games with bigger groups of people, bigger content shoots, more team-based things that they can really scale upwards. Because you see, there's pros and cons to group I love the study of group channels, per se. I love looking at group channels and kind of analyzing, whether they're good, whether they're bad, what makes them function, what makes them break apart. And number is a really weird thing to a group channel. See, Offline TV before had, 5 members. In the most recent group, they had Skara, Pokimane, Disguised Toast, Lily Pichu, and Michael Reeves. And that is a very solid group, but it is a group where if you have five members, you tend to become limited in your options of games and things to do. Because the problem with that is you can draw on teams less. You can, make people less. If you have five, it's an uneven number. So if you're doing a team game, that doesn't really work. You just have less available to you. You do get that more homey feel, I would say, that connected group feeling. But it's less options. So by adding Masayoshi, Quarter Jade, and Sidneon to Offline TV, they have really opened up their options, and I expect to see Broden, who is kind of their producer, I think, I don't know what his official title is, come up with some amazing work. So let's quickly go over the members, and then we'll talk about the implications of each of them joining Offline TV. So they're mostly streamer-based. They do have YouTube channels, but they're more known for their streaming. First, we'll start with Quarter Jade.
That piece was massive! My eyes!
What?
Oh! Wait, you heard that? Wait, I understand! Okay, listen, Jody. I don't understand how I'm always in the Discord without knowing.
Quarter Jade has 790,000 followers on Twitch, which is definitely a really good number Twitch-wise. She does great. She has, $790,000. She plays a lot of Valorant and is super good at the game. But if we go to our most recent stream category, she also does some League and some variety things like Crab Game, Teamfight Tactics, Mario Party, some things that you wouldn't normally see. but I've mostly seen her clips from Valorant. I think that's like the game she mains. And I've also seen her do some like cool, you know, streams with friends. So Sid, that's Quarter Jade. Quarter Jade is actually dating Masayoshi.
Sound warning, John's about to sing a deafening Minecraft parody.
So Masayoshi, or by the way, Quarter Jade, her real name is Jody, for those of you who want to know. So Masayoshi, his real name is John. You may have seen all of these people on the Offline TV and Clips channel. He is dating Jody, and he has 470,000 followers on Twitch. He runs, it looks like, a much more variety channel, which I love variety channels. I love to see him. If we look at his most recently streamed categories, we have Just Chatting, Minecraft, League of Legends, Valorant, Golf with Friends, Teamfight Tactics, Among Us, Crab Game. So he definitely changes them around. I think he is a super cool creator, super funny. His comedic timing is like kind of innocent and childlike while also being dirty at the same time. He's got a very cool chaotic vibe that I like. Not chaotic in like a Michael Reeves sense though. Like, he's functioning, he just has those, he's like a controlled chaotic, which is, I think, really fun to see. He's able to bounce off of other people really well, and is kind of like able to play the dumb chaotic role sometimes, while also being incredibly smart. And I think that's definitely a cool role to have. Then we have Sidneon.
I know your family, you have a lot of animals. Do you have, which one's your favorite? Like, you have like one animal out of them all that you like the most. Is it the bunny?
It's my girlfriend, probably.
All right, there's a lot of issues to unpack there, but we can save it for another time. We only have 6 minutes left.
Sidneon has 250,000 followers on Twitch. She does a lot of variety stuff as well. I love all the variety. I love the variety they're adding. I think that's really cool because, you know, I think people who do variety are much more adaptable to content. So I think they're going to be really successful in this group space. You know, I'll do her most recent stream things, Just Chatting, Valorant, Minecraft, Battlefield, Teamfight Tactics, Apex, League of Legends. It seems like she just really kind of does what she wants to play, and I respect that as a creator. It is really cool to see Offline TV adding that step of diversity to their group, because they've been strong in, you know, the male creators, they've been strong in the female creators. They're really good at like providing a good balance of both and people who are definitely powerhouses in their field. But they were kind of like known for being only Asian. And but this is a really cool thing I thought of. I remember one time specifically, it was in a podcast like two years ago. They mentioned like having another like creator they could add. And they basically, they said Sidneon.
From May 2020.
Perfect OTV person so far is a female black YouTuber. Do we know any
female person of color?
Person of color YouTuber.
Who maybe is involved in other platforms that we are.
And yeah. Is older than 20.
Yeah.
18 minimum. 18.
Older than 18. Preferably 20.
Very mature. Yes.
Like to have more diversity. And I think that's just a really cool aspect that, you know, they were able to add this diversity that they wanted to, and there's their friend, and they had talked about it so long ago, and it actually came up. I just think that is overall awesome. She went by a different name back then, like, it was like Nitri. She rebranded for a reason. That sounds much better. But I heard that, so I think it's really cool, and it's an add ton of diversity to the group, and definitely be very cool. Going back, we have Sidneon. I'll go through their YouTube stats really quickly. Sidneon has about 60,000 subscribers on YouTube, variety content. I did watch one of her recent videos, which is Drunk Games with the Girls, and that was a really fun video. I am a sucker for board game content on YouTube. I tend to get addicted to it pretty easily. I don't know why, but people playing card games with friends is fun if it's edited up, because you kind of get all the best parts of card games and edit out all the boring setting up and like the boring figuring out of the actual game. So I do love, you know, board game content on Twitch, and she did a really cool job with that. Quarter Jade has 350,000 subscribers on YouTube, and one of her videos that I watched recently was Couples Cooking, where she did cooking with John, and that was really cool as well. That was fun. I think it's just fun because they're both chaotic, like that controlled chaotic vibe, and they really banter well off of each other to just make this, like, I have no idea what's happening. Like, what is this energy going on? Like, when you're just watching them interact. And I think they're a super cool couple and a super cool addition. Masayoshi has 150,000 subscribers. And again, all variety, which is, I love variety on channels. I've talked about this before. And what I think they're going to add well into the group is, one, I think, I would hope that Offline TV is going to have more consistent uploads. Because the thing with Offline TV is they produce very high quality content. Very high quality content. They've started doing a podcast again. It seems like they're really ramping up and preparing for success. But with their high quality content, it only comes out one or two videos a month. If they were able to get weekly with like the Sidemen or other group channels, that would be awesome. And why I think this would be effective is because, if we look at some past Offline TV videos, there have been some times where the members have been unavailable. Pokey has been doing ruthless businesswoman things, getting shit done. Toast has been in Canada. And sometimes, you know, the videos drop for a bit. But if you have this big of a roster with these variety creators who can adapt to many situations, and I think don't really pigeonhole themselves in many places, then I think they're destined to be really successful in the fact that hopefully more consistent, that when someone's unavailable, like Ruthless Businesswoman Pokey is doing something, Michael is like slammed with a video and he has to finish it up, that they can still have enough of a number to get a good produced video out. I also think this is going to add to the dynamic. We're going to see, you know, a lot of content from people like in, you know, we know the dynamics now, so when they do either, like, you know, deceit games or, like, other, like, videos, you kind of know the dynamics, and just throwing those extra variables in will definitely change the content up. I think that's pretty awesome. Yeah. And on, like, a bit of a, not serious, but serious, not serious note, Offline TV is a fantastic group, but they're a small group that has gone through a lot more drama and problems with members than anyone should have to go through. You would think that some of these groups with such a larger amount of people, yes, they break up, but Offline TV has had these really serious kind of gut-wrenching situations with actual friendships as well. Like, yes, they are together in a content group, but they also exist in actual friendships, and they've had to deal with that. So, seeing them add kind of more people to the family, per se, this, like, this group, and knowing from at least, you know, what I've seen of Sydney Ann, Masayoshi, and Quarter Jade, that they are just these really awesome people, and these really valuable people, and friendly people, it just makes you feel happy, because you feel like that of course, at the beginning, you would have always, you know, never suspected anything from the past members, but with these people, I feel like they're being set up for success, and from a group who has gone through a lot, and had a lot of highs, but also a lot of lows, I think it's definitely fun to see, you know, them set themselves up for success in that way. And bring in members that I think are only going to increase the positive atmosphere and the just kindness in the group. The only thing I would say is, you know, I don't know what would happen if, you know, either John and Doty broke up. I think they would probably be both mature enough to stay in, but you never know. I guess that could be a weird situation. That would be, like, the only downside I would ever see. But I think they are set up for success, honestly, and I'm really excited to see what they do. They had the whole, you know, anime, like, music video, and they've been starting their skit content, which has been super hilarious. I think their skit content has a lot of a future in, like, some of their, you know, more produced games, like the Squid Game thing. So with all of these projects, I just see them, I just see them blowing out of the water and just really creating into the gigantic phenomenon that I think they deserve to be at. So I'm honestly just, like, proud right now. I think they're awesome, and I can't wait to see them just change the platform. Yeah, and I think that might be it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I was going to do a whole other episode, but, you know, I just got totally distracted with, you know, this amazing news. So, let me check reviews quickly. I know we had at least one. I'll go check right now. Thank you guys for, you know, all your support. I really appreciate it. The Slimesicle episode did really well, and that made me feel really good. I was really happy about that, so thank you guys. Thank you. I think it was our main man, The Thug Is Back, for your suggestion. I will definitely take a look when I get a chance. I did want to take a look at Mizkif, because I was going to do Mizkif this week, but then, you know, this happened, so I got sidetracked. But I do want to look into that creator. You shouted out to me, so thank you for your support. OG Clan forever. I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.